USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says his new Postmaster General is trying to make the service self-sustaining, announcing on Friday he was changing key leadership positions. The president telling reporters yesterday the Postal Service has been losing huge amounts of money for decades. And he says of new PMG Louis DeJoy,
He's a very good businessman. He's very successful. And I know he wants to make the post office at least somewhat lose a lot less money.
DeJoy was a major donor to the president's campaign. He's already eliminated overtime for mail carriers. Arizona continues to deal with a long-running heat wave. The National Weather Service saying that yesterday Phoenix felt its 34th day this year with temperatures of over 110 degrees. And that beats 2011's record of 33 days. Last month was the hottest July in that city's history, the average day reaching 99 degrees. You can reach us online at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the multi-alarm blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she, her husband, and their dog were not injured in that fire. Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Westphal is getting treatment for brain cancer. New York Daily News columnist Mike Lupica made the announcement last night with the permission of his 69-year-old friend. Westphal led the Phoenix Suns to their first NBA championship series back in 1976 after being traded to the team by the Boston Celtics. He also led the Suns to their only other NBA finals in 1993 as that team's coach. And the biggest name in college football is joining several high-profile players and saying they want to play this season. However, they ultimately want to create a College Football Players Association. Among other demands, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeting yesterday, "Let's work together to create a situation where we can play the game that all of us love." Again, remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.